Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hymns for the Road is a fiction podcast that often takes place inside a moving vehicle. Listener discretion is advised while driving. General content warnings are listed in the show notes.
There's literally nothing left.
We've still got a little water. We'll be okay for a few more days.
I'm starving.
We're all starving, Amber.
We'll be fine. We'll find something soon.
Don't snap at me, Silver.
Then quit your whining.
I'm not complaining. I was just saying.
Both of you, please stop.
Everybody take a breath. We're just hungry, that's all.
Think you could check in with Aster again, Glass?
You can try the magic 8-ball if you want, but I can't shake it while I'm driving.
Where are we gonna pull over? We've been driving through this prairie for like 4 days. There's nothing out there.
We're gonna die out here.
We're not gonna die, Copper.
What's got you being such a downer?
I'm being realistic. How much gas do we have?
Still about a quarter?
It'll run out before we get anywhere.
It's been in a quarter tank for 2 days, Copper. It'll be fine.
Yeah, until it randomly decides to zip straight down to zero.
Don't speak it into existence, please.
They're just toying with us.
Glass is starting to fade. We need to switch off soon. I don't blame them. Maybe it wouldn't be so hard if there were mountains. But all we got is dead gray grass, far as we could see. Feels like a loop after a while. Like we're on a treadmill going through the same pattern over and over.
Guys, I think I need a break.
There it is.
Maybe we could stop for a while.
Yeah. And do what?
I don't know, Amber. I'm just trying to be helpful.
I think I'd also like to stop the car so I can go out and stand in the freezing cold rain and stare at the infinite plain of grass some more, too. Maybe it'll be different when we're not moving. It hasn't been any of the last times we've stopped, but maybe this time it will be.
Quit, you two. Glass? Something wrong?
No, I don't think so. It just looked like the fuel gauge went down a little bit.
Oh, hell.
Did it go down?
I can't tell. It's wiggling a bit.
If we run out of gas, we're as good as dead.
Yeah. If anything bad ever happens ever, we might as well all lay down and die. Copper, we got it. Sorry.
It's fine. You've got knives in your broken heart. I'm outside in my go-kart. So cut your last pair and put up your black hair in a bun and come fast, we can run like mascara. You've got force like Joan of Arc, and he falls short like bone apart. You deserve greater, I know I'm no savior, but I'm here right now, so let's go.
Kinda feels like we've been running every day of our lives, and shattering hearts, and having us cracked. But if you run through the broken hearts in a pile, and
I'm a bit too tired to sing, y'all.
You wouldn't come black. It'll be good for us.
You're in your bed, then you should come meet me instead. And out of the misery, you've got friends and you've got me.
Hey. Hey, look!
Do you guys see that?
See what? Whoa.
What is that?
Some kind of building. See, there's light coming from those windows.
Mm-hmm. Perfect timing, too. It's just starting to get dark.
Ooh. Glass pulls up to the stop out front. It's a big place, made out of bricks and concrete and wood. Most places you pass through, they have that feeling like they're too new to be old, or too old to be new. They feel like places that used to be shiny, but haven't been cleaned in too long. This one feels left over from hundreds of years ago, before the highways got built.
Should we try getting inside?
We can knock and see if anyone answers.
What is it?
It's gorgeous, that's what it is.
It's a library. Look, in the windows.
Copper's right. The glass is clear. I can see the bookshelves that line the walls. It's bright in there, warm and yellow. It looks inviting. Maybe too inviting. Been a long time since I've seen a library.
I'm not gonna stand out here and get rained on anymore. Let's go knock. Silver, care to do the honors?
Why me?
De facto team leader.
Am I? Since when?
I don't know. You're the oldest, aren't you?
I suppose. All right. I'll do it. It's open. We're invited.
Let's go. Freezing out here.
I don't know if I trust this whole thing, y'all.
Silver, we're invited in. They opened the door. We don't have to live here. We just need to ask somebody for help.
Anybody else notice how dark the bricks were on the outside?
It's bright on the inside, too.
All right, all right. Everybody in. We'll ask for help, and we'll go from there.
Wow!
This is incredible. I don't think I have ever seen this many books in one place.
A little bit messy, if you ask me.
You don't care about being messy.
Of course I don't care that it's messy. It's beautiful.
I think they've got a poetry section?
It really is beautiful. It's all wood on the inside. The real dark stuff you only get from trees so old, it'd break your heart to cut them down. I can smell fire, but not smoke. And it's quiet, like you'd expect. Not that tense, threatening quiet like you get in the gas stations, but a soft, heavy quiet, like a blanket. All right, rein it in, y'all. We don't know who is in charge here.
Whoever it is, they probably have food. I mean, look at how nice everything is.
I want to sit by that fireplace.
You should ask first.
They already let us in, and it doesn't look like anybody's here.
Was that...
I think that was one of the folks.
There's just a pile of paper. Where did they go? Are they dead?
Shh. Ah! Oh, the librarian doesn't have many visitors. They were so excited when they heard the group come in. They fell off the balcony upstairs. A thousand apologies. Welcome to the library.
Ah, the party thanks them for their hospitality.
Oh, come in, visitors. Humans, yes. Oh, certainly aren't many of them around anymore. Oh, a rare treat indeed.
Is this a fall?
Definitely.
If it wouldn't be too much trouble, the party would like to sit by the fireplace.
Oh, they're more than welcome to sit by the fireplace. One of the librarian's favorite features, the fireplace. They don't often get near it themselves. They're sure the party can see why.
This is a beautiful place the librarian has.
Oh, the strange one is very kind. The librarian takes pride in keeping their library as clean and organized as possible.
The strange one?
Well, yes, quite strange. Quite strange, this one is. Something very unusual about them indeed. But they're still welcome here, of course.
If the librarian doesn't mind Amber saying so, a lot of their books are on the floor instead of on the actual shelves.
Oh, too many visitors. Too many of them. Sometimes they have to live in piles. They're very organized piles, the librarian can assure. Well, this pile is for books that start with a word that begins with an A. And that stack over there is for books with a leaf embossed on the spine. And these are all books that have water damage.
Oh.
Is the party looking for anything in particular? Fiction, non-fiction, biography, educational, metaphysical, pataphysical?
Actually, sweetheart, they're looking to trade for some food.
Trade? Nonsense! This is a library. They don't need to trade here. Feel free to explore. The librarian is going to find something to help them.
Well, they don't have to tell me twice. Where's the fiction section?
I wouldn't count on finding the proper section for anything, darling.
Then the first book I can find. I haven't had something new to read in, like, forever.
Except the stuff you write.
That doesn't count. Anybody coming with?
I kinda just want to eat right now.
They're working on that. You've got some time to kill, and don't tell me you're not itching to see what kinds of stuff they've got in here.
Well, sure. It's great. But
it's just hard to enjoy when I'm so hungry I'm getting stomach cramps.
I ain't gonna tell you can't go have fun. But I'm a little tired, too.
I'm gonna wait until I've got something in my belly before running around this place.
Suit yourselves, then. I'm gonna go take a look around. Might as well try getting a reading out of this dumbball, too.
Tell Aster we said hi.
I'll see what I can get across.
I gotta keep working on those.
I'll work on what?
Nothing.
Hi! Hello again. Is, something the matter?
No, nothing's wrong, darling. The party just needs something to eat before they can really enjoy the librarian's, library.
Looks really nice in here, though.
Ah, isn't it beautiful? These books come from all over the... Oh, now, look at the librarian, so easily distracted. They brought the party these... there's meals with 5 ingredients or less, 15-minute recipes, even cooking with a microwave. The librarian has more, but they felt that these would be a good place to start.
Thanks, sweetheart.
No, dear. The librarian senses that these are not what the party is looking for at all.
The party's real grateful for their...
The librarian has culinary history books, nutritional recommendations. They think they have a few foraging guides around here somewhere.
Do they have any actual food?
Copper?
No. The youngster is fine. The librarian just wants to make the human's journey as easy as possible. They think humans have it too hard these days. They only want to help. Excuse them again. They will return shortly.
We're not getting any food here, are we?
It doesn't seem that way.
Hey.
Had any visions of the future that involve nachos?
No, but V8Ball told me to look for a purple book with gold trim. I have a feeling it has a message in it, probably from Esther. Something that can fit more words on it in a size I can actually read. Any luck with the librarian?
It's the thought that counts.
No.
Well, we can look for this book. Maybe Aster knows of somewhere nearby.
I'm looking in this section.
I'll be over here.
Don't go where I can't see you, Copper.
We can ask the librarian, too, when they come back.
Can I talk to you, Glass?
Of course.
You've been talking with Aster an awful lot lately.
Yeah?
You know, I trust you to be smart about all that, but...
You want me to be safe? Aster is dangerous. I know. I'm being careful.
That ain't what I mean.
It isn't?
I need you here. I need you present with us. I need you to take this more serious.
I am taking it seriously.
You've been doing a lot of writing and a lot of magic, but... Glass, I need your help.
With what?
With all of it. Taking care of everybody, it just feels like so much these days. Maybe I'm getting old.
You're not that old.
It don't feel like it used to. I need help making sure this don't fall apart.
Yeah, Silver. Of course I'll help. I'm sorry if I haven't been doing enough.
It ain't you, sweetheart. It just feels heavier every day.
Good news, guys. I found the history of frogs. Now we can know all about frog history.
Does it say who invented them?
Frogs were invented in 1886 by Francis Copensworth.
Y'all, where's Copper? Copper!
I'm over here! Is everything okay?
Oh.
Yeah, Silver, is everything okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Sorry. Didn't mean to startle anybody, y'all. I'm just...
They're all right, Silver. They're okay.
What in the blazes was that?
Ever doesn't know. They didn't do that on purpose.
What's going on? Are you all right?
They were just trying to look at frog history, a dark conspiracy, and this beam shot out.
That is no good.
No good? Why is that no good? What happened?
Come to think of it, the librarian's not even certain why that book was there to begin with.
What's going on, librarian?
Someone checked out a different copy of that book, and that just signaled that it's time for them to return it.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad.
Yes, but the patron who checked out that particular book will likely not be too happy that the librarian called for it back early.
Are they coming here?
They will most likely take a bit of time to arrive.
Silver, what do we do?
We find that message from Master and we get out of here. Hopefully we can leave before someone else arrives.
The librarian can help the party find it.
So the party is looking for a purple book with gold trim. It has a sort of geometric circle pattern on the spine.
You know, the librarian has books on organization, the Dewey Decimal System, archival sciences.
The librarian doesn't know what book Glass is talking about?
Well, it's in one of three places. Over there, or perhaps there, or maybe in that corner back there.
Great. Glass, thanks the librarian for their generosity and all they've done for the party here.
They're very welcome. Would they like the librarian to fetch any of the books they mentioned before?
Thanks. But Silver thinks the party will just look for it on their own.
The sooner they can leave, the better.
They don't have to leave if they don't want to. It's frightfully cold outside.
The librarian's got a beautiful place. It's just not where the party needs to be right now.
They also don't want to find out how that other patron feels about getting called back in early.
As much as Glass would love to stay.
Oh. Well, the librarian shall go look through their archival volumes while everyone searches. Perhaps that will jog their memory, so to speak.
I know Glass ain't happy about this. I couldn't think of a worse time to come across a spot like this place. But we gotta think of the important things first. They love books. We all love books. But what good's a book when your belly is empty.
A lot of books, y'all. Let's get to work.
Or perhaps memory loss. I really wish I do remember where I put it. Maybe one on the brain. Mine might not be human, but theirs... let's see.
I think I found it!
Oh, that's it. That's the one.
Open it! Open it!
Aster didn't tell me what page it's on.
Friends, I think they've arrived.
Behind the shelf.
It's winter.
Don't look. Glass.
I'm hurrying.
Good evening. The librarian apologizes for the mistake. The reader's book isn't actually due for 3 more.
I'm getting as much as I can, only seeing them out the corner of my eye. They're big. Huge. Must have changed shape just to get through the doors. I can't tell how many limbs they got, if they got limbs at all. All I see is spears of sharp darkness tangled up around each other. But the smell, like oil and half-frozen slush. Not the sharp bite of coal like you smell before it snows, but that bitter stink of ice when it catches the grime off the street.
Oh, it's the librarian's fault. Just moving some things around. These things happen.
Glass!
I'm looking.
Oh, yeah, the librarian knows. They know. It's just one of those days, isn't it? Everything is fine. The reason that in here? Oh, the librarian doesn't think so. The land never puts them all the way out here. Wait. Perhaps the librarian would interest the reader in another book. Oh, they'll double the lending time if they'll just wait here.
Ah, I found it.
What's it say?
Ask them about the rain.
Ask? They're not talking about the one out there, are they?
I don't see who else they could be talking about.
Glass, what do you think you're doing?
Wait.
Yeah?
Let me do it. I have an idea.
Copper, are you sure?
I'm sure.
No.
Silver?
I almost lost you once. I ain't doing it again.
I can do this, Silver. I'm going to have to learn how to talk to them sooner or later.
You remember how it works with winners?
Don't address them directly. Don't look them in the eyes.
And just to be safe,
don't look at them at all.
Go ahead.
Master Librarian?
Oh, hello. The little one certainly is out in the open where everyone can see them. The librarian is not certain why they've decided to do that.
Copper wanted to ask, how does the librarian feel about the rain? Because, Copper thinks they like it a lot.
Oh, indeed. It is, nice and, enjoyable. Yes, the librarian enjoys it.
Copper really likes the smell when it rains.
Even when there are all those chemicals in the water. Especially when there are chemicals in the water. The librarian loved the smell of that, of the chemicals.
Copper thinks they'd like to still be out in that rain if they didn't have to go inside to find food.
My heart goes right down to my toes. Copper crossed the line. They made a request. I don't know if they butter this thing up enough to ask for anything, much less food from a winner.
But of course, they'll still be enjoying it. Until then, they don't need to get anything right now.
The winner looms over Copper. It takes all I got not to look at it. It raises something, a limb. It looks like it's right over Copper's head.
But of course, Copper would be grateful for everything the House of Winter offers. Not just the rain. They're happy for whatever blessings they can get.
Did they get something? What'd they get?
I think that's food.
No leaving so soon. The reader is welcome to stay a moment. All right. Their previous due date is... Actually, the librarian will push it back for them, for their patience during this inconvenience. Thank you. Enjoy the nice weather.
Soon as the creature lurches out, and the door closes behind them, they disappear. Fade right into the rain, like they were never there.
Well, that all worked out.
Copper.
See, I told you I could do it.
You did great.
You did fine. Could have been better.
What did they leave us?
I don't know.
Is that just a block of ice?
No. Look, there's something inside.
Is that a map?
It's directions. It's to a vending machine. Look, it's circled.
That dot must be the library.
Ooh, good. Any gas stations marked on there?
It doesn't look like it.
Can we go? It doesn't look far away at all, and I'm so hungry.
Oh, the party couldn't stay for just a little longer?
Glass would love to. Glass loves reading, but I don't think they'd be able to enjoy it right now.
Are they sure? Some say knowledge is the food of the...
It ain't the food of the body. And that's what the party needs right now.
The librarian supposes they understand. They're sorry they couldn't be of more help.
Glass is sorry the party got here when they did.
We should get going, y'all. It's already dark enough.
Come on, Glass.
Will the party ever be returning?
Glass hopes so.
They'll try, darling.
Well, farewell then, travelers.
Farewell, Master Librarian.
Bye!
The party really appreciates the librarian's hospitality.
Papa goes well with the other, customers.
Goodbye! Goodbye, party!
Hymns for the Road is a podcast written and produced by Anna McGuire, starring Maurice Thomas as Silver, Pau Panganiban as Glass, Grizz Sibanek as Amber, Tabitha Bardal as Copper, and featuring Ray O'Hare as the Librarian and Tom Schalk as the Reader. Original music by Joshua David Mitchell. This episode's hymn is Limo for Emos by Watsky. Sign up for our newsletter at hodgepodgeaudio.com or support our work on patreon.com/hodgepodgeaudio. Thank you for listening.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.